Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. Carrie, how they hanging tonight?
Too big. They're just hanging too They're big.
We're just hanging. Well, let's kick this off with some lovely drinks. I have to tell you, I have a delicious, delicious drink that I love so much. It's called Thai Show. And it's a special drink that I get when we go out to eat sushi. It has like lovely Malibu, just the right mix of like rum and cranberries and orange. And then they put like these wonderful, you know, umbrella on top. So you look, you know, you think you're in some like wonderful Bahamas or Bermuda. So every time I go out for sushi, I get this great drink, Thai Show. But it's unfortunate for me that I am not out eating sushi tonight, so I don't have that drink. I have a Bud Light, which is typical. Typical Audrey, bleeping Bud Light. It's my go-to. I can't help it. Carrie, what are you drinking?
Oh man, I wish I was drinking that. no, but it's remarkably similar to the drink you wish you were drinking.
Okay.
We were on a Disney cruise, let's say, 2-3 years ago, and we put both kids in the kids club, and we went to the adult area, and we got the drink of the day, and it was a tequila sunrise.
Ooh.
And a tequila sunrise is a layered drink where it's got maraschino cherry syrup.
Ooh.
Then orange juice, and then tequila. And when they serve it to you, it's layered. I'm pretty sure that's the order. Or it's flip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's layered, so it looks like a sunrise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can picture. Yep.
And it tastes delicious. Just delicious. Well, maraschino cherry juice, I think, is ridiculously horrible for you.
Ooh.
With, like, the chemicals and such in it.
Okay.
So we like to make what we call a tequila sundown.
Yeah.
Where instead of maraschino cherry syrup, it is, cran grape juice.
Oh, that's a good, substitute.
Yeah. And then orange juice and tequila, and we'll mix it all up, and it's delicious. What I love about tequila is that you don't feel drunk until, like, an hour and a half later, and then you're just passed out drooling.
Yeah,
on the floor.
I mean, tequila just is bad news, but
bad news. But for purposes of this conversation,
yeah,
it's pretty fantastic.
I would say so. I do kind of feel piss poor about the fact that I probably grew up drinking a lot of Shirley Temples as a young child, now knowing that they are riddled with chemicals. Now we know what happened.
It all makes so much sense.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. Let's hop on to our topic of the evening. Something that I know most moms, unless you're, you know, better than everyone else. we're going to discuss.
Nice setup.
Yes, we're going to try to discuss what's up with arriving on time anywhere when you have kids. Carrie, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think you're too far off from me that prior to kids, I was a pretty on-time person. In fact, it was like the height of distaste or, you know, incivility.
Yeah.
Incivility. Or disrespect for me, for people to be late, later, even really late. I hated that. I personally hated being late. I would be so stressed.
So, wait.
The car ride.
Were you never a, fashionably late person ever? Or, like, you were always, were you, like, a 5-minute early person? Or?
Well, I mean, there are times for fashionably late. And Mike and I actually struggle with this even now because he's, like, an on time. If a party, like, is from, like, 1 to 6, he wants to get there at 1. And I'm like,
yeah.
Nobody shows up at 1.
Yeah.
You guys show up, like, 1:30.
That actually reminds me of a quick story where we had a birthday party for my nephew, and we, We showed up at 12, and they were all like, "Hi," and I was like, "Oh crap! I'm so sorry. I know we're a little late, because usually the parties are in the back. We came out the front and didn't really see if anyone who was there yet. The party wasn't it until 3.
Back home, chill for a bit, and then go back.
So I was like, "Sorry about that," because I really am not one for people showing up like early, because I have, you know, to parties I have a lot like that I have to prepare, and I need to shower, and people showing up early is just not on my to-do list for me, at least.
Especially 3 hours early.
When I showed up 3 hours to this house, I was just like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." But, you know, it was fine. But I was like, how did I mess that up? We're not going to be fashionably late or a little early. We're going to be 3 hours early. But anyway, you digress.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, my nickname, Clipboard Carrie, was well earned.
Yes.
It was remarkably always on time. So picture, you know, adding kids in, and, you know, the diaper explosions as you're walking out, and the sudden realization that they have no shoes. They have cleverly hidden all of their shoes in random places all throughout the house, and there's no way you will ever track them down, ever, you dumb schmuck. But, you know, I still try, and I still yell, and I still try to freak out. So, it all kind of came to a head. I started a play group, I guess 2 years ago, and I have to be there early. People are paying money. I mean, I'm not getting paid, but people pay money for the materials that we, you know, that I buy.
Yeah.
And I have to set up the activity. I have to set up the room, and I have to set up the activity. I have to get there early. And it was probably last year. So it was like my second year doing it. And I got to get there, and I haven't, you know, just prepared enough. And I finally get them out to the car, and, like, A-Train, like, hits her head getting into the car. Like, she falls and hits her head. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it's, like, the perfect, like, scenario of, like, I've got to get there.
Yeah.
And there's no way I can control this. Like, there's so many uncontrollable situations that happen to get you out the door.
Yeah.
It's just a disaster.
Yeah. I typically, when I get most like under pressure, is trying to get out the door.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is. Because you know, it's like, did you pee? Did you
Taking them out of the diapers is the worst decision. I know you think it's a great idea to potty train them, but now you got to worry about them peeing constantly.
I know. It's really, really, like, that's just, I'm not rushing Mikey at all. I'm just like, you know, if you decide you're going to pee in a toilet one day, that's great. But I would say that it is. I notice a lot. It's all the time. Whenever I'm most stressed out, it's trying to get out the door. And I do it. I mean, you do it too on your own all day, every day. I mean, it's just me. I'm getting the two kids ready. I'm getting myself ready. I would think I have this down pat because I do it so often, but I just don't, you know, and I it's not that I don't give myself enough time. I don't even know what the issue is.
There's always an unknown that hits you.
Yeah, that's it. There's an unknown.
Until you finally, like, you give yourself 20 minutes for them to get shoes and bathroom and coats on.
I know what it was the other day. I was right on time to get Sophie out for preschool. And we forgot to do her homework, her show and tell.
First her scissor skills, now her homework.
She forgot, or she, well, I don't know, who's it on? Is it on me? Is it on her? We both forgot her homework, and she had to put something that began with the letter S on a piece of paper, whether it be, I found sticker stars. So we're plastering these sticker stars, And then you have to bring something in for show and tell that begins with the letter S. So we found her stethoscope, and I'm trying to teach her how to say stethoscope.
About, trust me, this begins with the letter S.
As we're walking out the door, I'm like, what is this? And she's, you know, saying it. She's not saying it, like, exact, but she's saying it. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, it's just, it's always something. It's always, and it, believe me, like, 9 times out of 10, we're running out the door not on time. But on that occasional time when you get somewhere 5 minutes early, you feel like you just put $10,000 in your back pocket because you're like...
Until you get there.
Here I am, bitches. I'm here early.
And you're sliding dollars after all.
I'm sliding dollars. I'm high-fiving. I'm, you know, taking my bra off and waving it around the room.
Throwing it at the bartenders.
Throwing it at everybody.
Wrong place. Until... You have to keep them under control in a place they're allowed to go crazy at for 5 minutes.
You're so right. You're so right. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I have put Mikey, like, you know, and then it's like, all right, let me get Sophia situated first. And then I'll bring, you know, then I'll, you know, it's like you're trying to, you try different things all the time. Just, you it's all the unknowns, and it's just a very delicate, dance that you have to do to get your ass outside. I have been dying of thirst. Dying of thirst. But if I go back for a bottle of water, I'm going to be another 5 minutes late, and I just can't. So I go parched mouth for an entire 3 hours because I know that I've got no more time to spare. I can't fucking spare a square of time.
And then, let's say you're early. Let's say... Everything aligned, and the 20 minutes you allotted for putting shoes and coats on actually happened in the 4 minutes it should take.
Yeah.
And you actually get out the door, and A-Train is such a dawdler, and she doesn't try to jump into every puddle and pick up every rock and pick every flower on the way, on the 5 foot path away to the car. And then you're in the car and you're driving and you realize, oh shit, I'm going to show up 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
And so you're like, what are my options here? I show up and we stay in the car and I get a black eye because they have to be loose in the car.
Yeah.
I take them into the place we're going to and try to keep them contained, which is a disaster. Or maybe I take like a side road and it's going to take longer. But I'm going to have 10 minutes of explaining myself to the, why are you going this way? Why are you doing this? What's going on? What's happening? Why are you doing this? What's going on?
Yes.
I don't understand. What's happening? Why did you turn left? That's not left. That's right. I don't understand.
Well, our battle over here is, so if I'm in a real hurry, I just got to get in the route that I'm doing, get in the car, do my route that I know that's going to get me there fastest. Well, Sophia... gets in her head that when we leave, she calls the shot. Are we going Daddy's way or Mommy's way? And Daddy's way is the way that doesn't have a street light, so I have to battle oncoming traffic going the opposite way.
Yep.
And Mommy's way, I always take what is the easiest way for me, which is just take the street that has a street light, and I'm not battling a shitload of traffic. So if I go Mommy's way... to make it easy on myself that day, what the F was I thinking? Because I wanted to go Daddy's way! And then I have to turn around, reroute, make myself later, go Daddy's way, wait in his traffic, and he's not even in the goddamn car.
We have had, like, battles when we get off the exit from, like, our highway, and Mike always likes to go this other way, which I don't understand. You're going over train tracks. You're driving like under an underpass. It's only one lane car. Like, this is like not the good way to go. You're going up a major hill where you're almost about to like lose your transmission. Mm-hmm. And I go a very sedate through the center of town.
Yeah.
But it's calm. And the arguments and the fights I've had with the two backseat drivers about why I'm going the smart, safe route versus the nonsensical train track.
It just, yeah. It,
one lane underpass route.
It's just an everyday battle, and it if we happen to be a little early, what I do is I will sit in the parking lot, and I will take my phone out and I will play on Facebook for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then if we are 2 seconds, now Sophia's really starting to like pick up on being late versus a little late versus being fashionably late. So she doesn't like to be late at all now.
Really?
It's like if we show up late to dance class, it's like, you know, she starts like, well, you know, I don't want to be late, mommy. I don't want to be late. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I know. So we started wearing tap shoes in the car. Like, I don't bother changing them out so that she's just ready to go.
Yeah.
But the other day we did walk into dance a couple of minutes late, and she was like, I missed Super Y. And I don't even know what that means. But then I realized later that there was a little girl with a Super Y on her iPad, and she thought that Miss Mary Ellen was doing some Super Y themed dance that she was missing. So it was a whole thing. She wouldn't take her jacket off. She wanted to cry a little bit, and they had to, like, you know, help her in a little bit that day. But, yeah, timing is huge. I notice in myself that it puts me in a really pissy mood when we're trying to get out the door because it's just always a freaking shit show.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix
that. I mean, you get there early. In my car, I pull out the phone, and nobody is okay with being in their car seats. So M-Dog will get himself out. I have to turn around, and she's still in the five-point harness. I need to get her out. And then there, I'm narrowly avoiding a black eye. And I have to, like, put up my arm. You may not come into the front seat, two crazy maniacs. And then they're, like, battling my arm, pulling my hair, like, and I'm sitting there grumpily on my phone, like, stop it! Stop it! They're beating each other up. Like, I'm like, there's no good part of anything. Is it better? Is it just better to be late heading there, late making up the reason why you're late on the way there, and it's really just because you didn't want to deal with being early?
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things where I know people who show up on time and they have kids. So I don't know what they do, to be honest. I don't know if they start at like the crack of dawn, but I will say though that it is getting a little bit better because Sophia is very proficient in getting herself ready now these days. And I'm really just handling like, okay, is your shoe on the right foot? Yes. Check. But Mikey still needs, like, his diaper changed, and he needs a little more help. But, you know, it's not going to be forever. I just don't know. And, you know, and then 5 minutes out the door, I don't get myself ready until at least 5 minutes before we're ready to walk out the door. I'm in pajamas till T-minus 5 minutes. And Sophia every morning is like, Mommy, are you taking me to school in your pajamas? And I'm like, no, not taking you to school in my pajamas. But, so then I have to, like, run upstairs, throw on some pajamas that don't look like pajamas because that's the most easiest thing to throw on, and then we're out the door. But I try to cram a lot in the morning because I like to have, while she's at school, a nice little pad of me time. So I crank out what I can. You know, I have a quasi system in my head, but it's just like the exiting of the door part is just where it gets really hairy and crazy.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, like, I totally don't even remember what I look like because I'll get dressed before, you know, because we're on two floors and I don't let anyone go downstairs until they're dressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I may not have even done my hair, like.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I've done with my hair.
Yeah, I don't typically. I mean, I will look in the rearview mirror just briefly to make sure that there's no, like, snot booger or something, or that my hair, like, maybe needs a quick rebun or something. But, like, I'm typically not getting ready when I leave the house. It's, like, pretty. I mean, it has to be a really specific thing that I'm going to for me to really, like, you know, give a little extra attention. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
And
or like
you know, who am I really impressing? You know, like, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, I'm doing my mommy stuff. I'm gonna get trashed anyway, so who really gives a shit?
Somebody's gonna be wiping some boogers or chocolate on me later.
That's right. That's right. I'm actually gonna go wipe some boogers off my face right now. So I gotta run, and I gotta go get a good night's sleep so that I can be late tomorrow. So everyone, have a great leaping week, and until next time, cheers.
Cheers.